English, French, Korean, Mandarin, Japanese, Italian, Portuguese, German. These are just some of the languages that we are constantly exposed to. And that, thanks to advances in communication technologies, we have the opportunity to learn. But sometimes it is not a choice to learn a language. For example, now knowing English is almost a basic requirement to apply for a job or an academic career. And it can be difficult to have access to courses and exams that will open the doors to the new language. However, there are many free courses and with interconnectivity, which I personally count on and I'm fortunate to have, the opportunity to interact with the world and learn from a new culture is in the palm of our hands. This benefits our social and professional development, and believe it or not, your health as well. Usually people, including myself, learn a language because it will facilitate communication when traveling, to get a job, or just for the love and enjoyment of a specific culture. However, what we overlook is that it is also an exercise for our brain and can help prevent neurodegenerative diseases and dementia. It all starts when we are children. So I have a question for you. When you were a child, which languages, different from yours, were you exposed to? Or, if you speak different languages, at what age did you start learning them? Your answers are crucial to understand the effect that this action has on children. If you were one of those children who had the opportunity to learn and be in contact with different languages from an early age, this is between 0 to like 11 years old, you have a greater cognitive development than other children who were not able to do so. This implies that you are able to respond faster to stimuli and solve problems with a faster mental process by analyzing and comparing information. Related to this, there is a study by the University College of London, where it was concluded that the brain that is developed, like brain of children who is in development, as it learns a new language, it increases the gray matter, the density of gray matter. And this will benefit the child in terms of ability and agility to respond to stimuli, and its neurons are working better and receiving better care. Additionally, recent research published by the journal Psychology Science showed that the children who learn more than one language have the ability to concentrate and focus their attention, ignoring factors that may distract them. So, it will be great if from now on, if you have children or you know those who do, you motivate them to learn a new language or new languages. If you can't, just exposing them through music, television or games to another language can have a very positive effect on their cognitive and personal development. Now, let's talk about some of the benefits that learning languages can bring to people of all ages. Let's start with the neurodegenerative diseases part. Because if you're scared or afraid of developing Alzheimer's, you will be interested in knowing about this specialist in the research of the effects of the languages of the mind. Her name is Dr. Ellen Bialystok. Sorry for the pronunciation. Her recent study compares the brains of people with Alzheimer's who are the same age and at the same stage of the disease. The surprising thing was that in the results, bilingual people show less brain degeneration and therefore responded better in cognitive tests than those who spoke only one language. But that's not it. Another study in India and in the UK revealed that those who master more than one language tend to present symptoms of dementia 4 to 5 years later than those who speak only one language. How impressive! In addition to protect your brain health, in the long term, language learning contributes to brain plasticity. Remember the University College of London? They also did a study that determines that knowing a second language positively affects and modifies the brain, especially the brain plasticity. And this is a term that we've already mentioned in other chapters. And it's just basically about memory and how well we can learn, like how well is our learning abilities and how well we can recall this information and how well we can store this information as well. So well, in addition to this, if you want to improve your creativity, learning another language can help you to do so. When you speak in a language that is not your native language, you have to look for alternative words that you don't normally use in your native language to help you to communicate. And this is a process. This process of looking up words and forming new sentences until like it is coherent enough for another person to understand, it actually helps you to improve your divergent thinking skills, which will help you to think of multiple solutions to problems effectively. An under-recognized benefit is that the second language learners improve their grammar, reading, vocabulary, and speech in their native language. Since speaking in a language other than their first language, one thinks more about the structure and appreciates their first language to a greater extent. In addition, mastering a new language where you speak to others makes you gain confidence throughout the learning to the point that you improve your self-confidence for other tasks, such as speaking your native language. On the other hand, many neurologists agree that the more the brain competence is used, the less frequent is it to have damage in its functions. So it turns out that learning a language is one of the most complete cognitive exercises there is, since it activates memory and creates new neural connections when switching from one language to another. This was addressed by Judith Creel of Penn State University's Center for Language Science, who called the ability to switch from one language to another and complement them as brain gymnastics, which if exercised helps to enhance your development in multitasking, reasoning, abstraction, and calculation. Yeah, it's like basically gymnastics as the sport, but for your brain. It's great, no? Well, yeah, just to finish up this part of the benefits, let's make a small recount of this. Learning a new language helps us to improve learning skills, memory, concentration, attention, self-confidence, and creativity. It also potentiates cognitive abilities, brain growth, mental agility in the short and long term. So, but that's not it, I'm sorry. The improvement of your native language and delay of dementia, such as Alzheimer's disease, are also benefits. Oh wait, but before we finish up, since we are talking about the benefits of mastering a new language, well, haven't you ever wondered what happens in the bilingual brain? I mean, if you're a really bilingual, what happened in your brain during learning and now how it functions due to the modifications? Well, it sounds very interesting. So to answer these questions, I will tell you about the psychology researches at Lund University in Sweden, who conducted a super experiment where they gathered young recruits from the Swedish Armed Forces Interpret Academy to measure the brains before and after receiving intense training in Russian and Arabic, foreign languages for them. So over a period of 13 months, the young men went from having no knowledge of these languages to speaking them very fluently. And they underwent MRI scans before and after the training, and the results were incredible, because their brains grew. However, the development of certain parts of the brain varied depending on the level of proficiency and the effort the students invested in the process. Knowing this, the researchers classified the results as follows. The group of those who presented greater growth of the hippocampus and cerebral cortex areas related to learning, memory, and its consolidation, as well as spatial navigation, had a slightly easier time learning and obtaining more language skills than the other students. And the other group of those who presented a greater increase in the areas of motor regions and cerebral cortex related to generation, maintenance, and termination of voluntary and conscious movements of the person were those students who had to make more effort during the learning process to actually learn the language, the new languages. Regarding what happens in the bilingual brain and what enables the learning process, a recent study has shown that learning a new language depends on the connection between regions of the left hemisphere of the brain. This study analyzed 27 MRI scans from volunteers who learned new words, which had no real meaning, but a similar structure to Spanish words, which were randomly repeated in 42 rounds and with a separation of 25 seconds between words. Although it was a short time, it was enough to help to learn, and the participants subsequently identified the words they heard. The results of the study prove that the key to learning a language is found in a group of nerve fibers that connect auditory regions of the temporal lobe with the motor region located in the frontal lobe, in the left hemisphere of the brain, and this is called the arcuate fasciculus of the brain. I'm so sorry for the pronunciation. But this is also, this also reveals the details of the unique human ability to learn other languages, as the differences in neural connections between humans and other species are proven. This study was published in the Journal Proceedings of National Academy of Science and developed by researchers from the Cognition and Brain Plasticity Group of the Biltitge Biomedical Research Institute and the University of Barcelona, together with the researchers from King's College London. After evaluating the studies and seeing how this justifies those multiple benefits, personally, I think it is worth investing in languages. Investing time and sometimes money in learning a second or a new language can be very beneficial, both for your professional life and also your studies, as well as for your long-term health. Although there are free and online courses where you can learn for free, as I said, but there's also other methods. You can just listen to music, watch TV, or simply put your phone in the language you want to learn. It's as easy as going to your settings and changing the language. That's how easy it is, and it is just a crucial interaction to start the process. So you can consider learning another language. Your brain will thank you. As I'm thanking you for this episode, see you in the next one.